ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 3 एंटाइटल्ड द बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 12। अथैनमस्तौ दवधार्य पुरुषम् अथैनमस्तौ दवधार्य पुरुषम् परं नतांगः कृतधीकृताञ्जलिः। परं नतांगः कृतधीकृताञ्जलिः। स्वरोचिषा भारतसूतिकाग्रहम् स्वरोचिषा भारतसूतिकाग्रहम् विरोचयन्तं गतभिप्रभावे विरोचयन्तं गतभिप्रभावे। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of King Bharat, Vasudeva could understand that this child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Having concluded this without a doubt, he became fearless. Bowing down with folded hands and concentrating his attention, he began to offer prayers to the child who illuminated his birthplace by his natural influence. Purport. Struck with such great wonder, Vasudeva now concentrated his attention on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Understanding the influence of the Supreme Lord, he was surely fearless, since he understood that the Lord had appeared to give him protection. Gatabhihi prabhavavit. Understanding that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was present, he appropriately offered prayers as follows. Hare Krishna. His Holiness Radharan Swami Maharaj had to Ki jai. Has to leave for Juhu or the GBC meetings. And in this way he has forced you to become sadhus. Because Lord Kapila says, the first quality of a sadhu is titikshavaha. Highly tolerant. So you have to be tolerant and bear with me. For others who would like to leave, the doors are open. But those who want to enjoy at least some AC facility can stay here. So in this particular verse, Vasudeva is seeing his beautiful child and fully understands that he is that Supreme Personality of Godhead as foretold by the voice from the sky, and he is amazed at the wonder that the Lord has decided to appear within the prison house of Kamsa. So many causes of wonder that Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in the previous purport explains. Causes of his wonder. And here, he's just getting ready to offer his prayers. Incidentally, the last time I was asked to speak on Sunday, there were also two things were common. One was the last moment notice. And the second was, there also the demigods were about to begin their prayers. And here also Vasudeva is about to begin his prayers. So it's easier because I was also intensely praying. And I was thinking, what are the components of a prayer? And it's given here. He's getting ready to pray. And there are certain words that is like the background to make his prayer really purposeful and meaningful, intense. So it says here, Atha Enam. Enam means this particular child. Atha Enam. Astau. Stuti. Stuti is glorification. Astau. That means he offered prayers. Astau. Avadharya Purnam. Avadharya is translated as understanding surely that the child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purusham. He is that Supreme Purusha. So, the first qualification of a prayer is you have to fully understand to whom you are actually praying. What is the position of the person? And unless we know what is the ability, the capacity of the person to whom we are actually praying, what is the point in praying then? We pray for mercy, we pray for something. We should be convinced that the person to whom we are approaching will be able to satisfy or fulfill what we are asking for. So therefore, avadharya purusham. So full knowledge of who is actually worthy to be approached to pray. Second is param also. Again, that's also purusham and param. He is the ultimate personality of Godhead. Purusham is a person, is an enjoyer, the ultimate enjoyer. Purusha has so many different meanings. First meaning is, he's a person. He's the enjoyer, ultimate enjoyer. And param is also completely transcendental. Then, nata angaha, bowing down, which means humbling oneself. If I go to a person and I say, you know, if a man approaches a rich man and says, my daughter has to get married, I need minimum 2 lakhs. Well, you can think about it, otherwise I have 4 other contacts. Think about it. It will be nice if you can do something. So, the person may not be inspired so much. Okay, there are others, you go to them. So really humble that, and realizing that there is no other way I exclusively approach. So one thing is humility, natanga, kritanjali, with folded hands, both indicate a sense of humility, genuine humility. Mercy flows down. So the more we feel ourselves lowly, the more mercy, there is a tendency to flow down. That's one of the reasons why the speaker is given a higher place and the others sit a lower. The idea is allowing, of course, one is practical reason. People have to see his face. You know? Who's speaking? Otherwise it will be voice from the sky, that's all. So, for practical reasons. Secondly also, just even etiquette, something higher is given so that it flows down. Electricity flows from high potential to low potential. Water flows from high potential to the lowest potential. And it settles in the lowest place. Till then it keeps flowing. And it settles only at the lowest place. Mo sama patita prabhu na paibeyar. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says that. You will not find a person lower than genuinely to feel that kind of a feeling. Therefore, the mercy will flow actually, natural. You allow this water, you see, it just keeps on flowing till it settles. So, natangaha kritanjalihi, folding of hands and bowing down is actually a sign of humility. But sometimes, for practical reasons, you may have to sit on the chair on equal level, and sometimes above. That's not a problem as long as the heart is feeling that desperation, I need that mercy. See, this is the proper attitude to hear even. Parikshit Maharaj sat at the lotus feet of Shukadeva Goswami and prayed to him to give him mercy. And therefore, when Shukadeva spoke, he was able to actually gather that and take full advantage. Kritanjali. And then it says, Kritadhihi. Kritadhihi is dhi's attention, krita. He focused his attention. That means, knowing fully well that there is no other source other than you for what I am seeking and the relief that I am seeking or whatever benefit I am seeking. Other than you, my Lord, there is no one else. So this is the most important part. Kritadhihi. And if that kritadhihi is there, that means focus of attention is there with full knowledge, with full humility, then automatically the result is gatabhihi. Where's the board? Oh, no. Gatabhihi prabhavavit. The result is a person becomes absolutely fearless, assured, I'm given shelter. Because the knowledge to seek the right place for shelter, the humility to accept that shelter in whatever way it comes, knowing fully well that he knows best, and then we're done with exclusive attention, meaning no other shelter. Only then can we be focused. You can't be focused. Actually, the previous example was more relevant in this case. You know, of the man approaching for his daughter's wedding to money for someone. When we actually know through knowledge that there is actually no other source for what I am seeking, eternal happiness, permanent relief from miseries. No one else. That is why Lord Shiva tells Parvati, Muktihi pradata sarvesham Vishnur eva na samshaya. If you want to get out of this, liberate from the cycle of birth and death, only one person, O Devi, that is Vishnur eva na samshaya. That's why Krishna says, Mam eva ye prapadyante maya metam tarandite. Mam ekam sharanam raja. Nowhere else. And that is ananya bhakti. Anya means elsewhere. There is shelter somewhere else. And ananya means there is no other shelter. Actually no other shelter. Kunti Devi makes such a prayer. Kunti Devi makes such a prayer. Let my consciousness, toime ananya vishaya. Vishaya means object of meditation. Ananya vishaya. Let my attention go nowhere else except you. Ananya vishaya, matir, mati. That reminds me of Mahavishnu Swami Maharaj's, you know, Bhagavatam. This is very something that struck me very nicely. Prayer. Prayer is, it says, Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. The Sambandha. He is the Supreme Lord. I am the servant. That is Sambandha. Eternally, Jivar Swarup Hoy, Krishna Nityadas. Then Abhideya means to revive that relationship. And Prayojana means to experience that shelter through love. Love of God. So he says, Sambandha means you are my only pati and you are my only gati. This is Sambandha. Abhideya. Therefore, I have to focus my mati. And this mati, my consciousness, will only be focused when there is rati. Rati means love. Unalloyed love. Uninterrupted love. So, it seems Mahavishnu Maharaj is telling his disciple Devkinandan, Singapore, he was telling, he says, so Krishna is our pati. Full understanding, paramam purusham, param avadharya. He is our only gati. Therefore, to invest our mati, we have to develop rati. And that's what Kunti Devi is saying. Toi me ananya vishaya matihi madhupate asakrit. Asakrit means continuously. Ratim udvahatam. To develop that rati, love. Ratim udvahatam adha. Quickly. Gangai vaughamudanvati. As Mother Ganges does not stop anywhere else till it reaches the sea. No obstacles can come. And that is what was the celebration yesterday of Sharad Purnima festival. As His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj was so beautifully explaining. It's amazing that five chapters, he so succinctly and so... And it's not that he was speaking at fast speed. You know, he's generally very slow. Every word is weighed and... As you will see this afternoon in his Sunday feast. But within just half an hour, he concluded, I mean, extracted the essence, everything. All those five chapters within note. Gopis' questions, how they ran. It is described, everyone left everything. The gopis, when Sharad Purnima, Krishna chose, he's an expert. The best time, Kala Desha Patra. Right? In Krishna consciousness, we are told, judge, maturity means to know time, place and circumstance. Kala Desha Patra. Krishna, if he really wanted to enjoy Ras Leela, he chooses Kala, the best Kala, the best part of the year is Sharad Purnima. For Sharad Purnima, the moon in the Ashwin season, Purnima, Sharad season, Ashwin month, is the best day or best night of the year. The moon is the best at that time. That's why people go to Taj Mahal to see Taj Mahal during, Prabhupada writes in that. Because that's the only object. They don't know a better object than to watch a tomb. Marble is good, wide, shines out. So Krishna chose the best time. You know, that is a rasika. A rasika knows how to really enjoy. Kahan ras hai? The bee, the nose. The bee really knows. He doesn't crush the flower. He doesn't squeeze it, nothing. He has a special, you know, facility whereby he goes to the flower, just extracts the essence of the flower without touching any aspect, crushing the flower, nothing. Just extracts the essence, leaves. So Krishna chose the best time of the year and the best place, Vrindavan. And best patra, the best devotees, the gopis, whose heart was absolutely this way. Krutadhihi, they were focused. And they left everything. As soon as Krishna blew his flute, actually it was the love of his heart. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj explained in Vamshivat, one time when he was speaking, he said, the Lord blew his flute. Basically, what was that flute sound? It was Krishna's call of love. He expressed, he called, just like you call Hari Bol. Then you know that person wants me. So Krishna actually expressed his call of love. He said, I want to, you people did 1 month of Katyayani Vrat to have me as your husband. I know that you people want this. But because of so many social circumstances, you generally act as if I am a disturbance. Or, you know, you have to show that I don't love. Or you don't love me and I am more irritable. You break the pot and things. Actually, gopis would like it. In fact, their whole meditation was, Krishna must come and intervene and break the pot and take the butter. That's why we are churning. To hell with the butter if he doesn't steal it. That's what even the other elder gopis told Yashoda. Yashoda said, okay, you want me to tie? I'll tie him up. Don't do that. Don't do that. First of all, you come and complain. Then I punish him. We need some excuse to talk about him. That's all. What else will we do? Whole day we churn the butter so that he comes and steals it. We need a good excuse to talk about it. Yad karoshi, yad ashnasi, yad juhoshi, dadasi. Tad kurushva, krishnarpanam. That's why we do, that's all. So the gopis had, and Krishna knew that. But here on this day, he wanted to show to the whole world the glory of the gopis. This mood, kritadhihi, absolutely they are one-pointed, ananya bhakti. And therefore, he exposed the gopis' heart. He called them and once they came, thank you for coming, very nice, isn't it? Beautiful night. Okay, Hari Bol. By the way, do you need something? You came for some purpose? Can I do something for you? So formal he was in the beginning. They said, come on. The gopis, ek to bulaya aur baad mein aake kyun bulaya? Why he called me? So first thing he said, oh, sir, very nice you came. Okay. Then they were very shy. And they put their heads down. Drawing, you know, lines on their toes on the ground. And he said, oh, maybe you come to take some flowers in the forest. Night flowers, which grow only in the night. There are some flowers which grow beautiful, very fragrant flowers. Maybe you want to take rest. Just thoda. Okay. This is not a good place. Huh? This is not a good place. I am a brahmachari. And all of you are women. And this is a forest. Desha kala patra, nothing is suitable. So I think you should go back. Very dangerous place. Wild animals are around. And this all, maybe your people are looking with anxiety that you have run away. Then they got disturbed. What is he doing? At the same time, they didn't want to look at him, so they started looking at the forest. Oh, you came to look at the beauty of the forest. Isn't it such a beautiful flower? What an amazing environment. Enjoyed? Chalo, go back. And then he starts giving the instruction, as Giriraj Maharaj was expressing yesterday, as a guru. He gave them very good instructions. He said, Mere physical association is not enough. The real thing is, if you always think of me, manmana bhavmat bhakto madhyaji, he gives a very good instruction, and Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, he said, this instruction is very good instruction. Everyone must learn this. Simply physical association in and of itself is not perfect until and unless your heart is into it fully. So while doing all your services, think about me. So therefore, he actually instructed them like that. That this is dharma, it is against. It's not nice to be very unchaste like this. Even morally it's not good. You must go back. And in this way, Krishna actually teased the gopis or extract, just like Krishna did it in Dwarka to Rukmini Devi also. One time when she had become grandmother, of course she never looked like that. She was also 16-year-old always. Krishna was also always 16-year-old like that. But he teased Rukmini. I think you made a wrong choice. You know, that you chose me. You had such wonderful people hankering after you. Powerful kings, powerful rulers, very, very able people were after you, mad after you. And don't tell that they didn't have choice. I mean, you didn't have choice because they were coming to your place to seek your hand in marriage. And you accepted me, a coward man. I'm not even a Kshatriya. And I don't have a bank account. Here Vasudev is the owner. There Nanda Maharaj. I have no account. Nope. I'm a penniless fellow. And only penniless fellows are attracted to me. All akinchanas. Kinchana means kinche. They have some at least wealth. Mai bhikhari. Mere piche aane wale sab bhikhari. Mai aaya ek bhikhari. Only bhikharis are around me. So you chose the wrong person, my dear Rukmini. And he starts speaking in so many. And Rukmini is getting very nervous. But then she gives a powerful reply. One after another. 11 arguments, 11 allegations Krishna made. You made a wrong choice. And ultimately Krishna says, still if you want, you can change. If you want, you know. And don't think that I'll become disturbed because I'm a very detached fellow. I'm always detached, as Krishna told gopis here also. I'm a very detached person, you know. So don't feel bad that I'll feel bad. And then Rukmini Devi starts. Oh, allegation number one, you said this, right? And immediate, tit for tat, perfect, shastric conclusion. Ultimately he said, no, I just want to test you. Shyness is a ornament for a woman. The more her body is covered, she's very beautiful, according to Vedic understanding. The more the body is covered out of shyness, her beauty is more. But the lover sometimes want to go beyond that. Similarly, generally the gopis were never expressing outwardly their love. They would show anger, they would show a different way. But today Krishna wanted to remove that shyness and hear from them their true love for him. Oh, you always say that I'm a nuisance. Go back. Sorry for calling you. Go back. Go back. No, we won't go. We have come because you called. And we know what you want. We have come exclusively for that. And in this way, this actually pastime is merely to glorify the gopis. The supreme position, jaya jaya ujjola rasa sarva rasa sar parakiya bhaveyaha brajete prachar. Ujjola rasa. And that same rasa Mahaprabhu has come to give. ಅನರ್ಪಿತ ಚರಿಂಚಿರಾತ್ ಕರುಣಯ ಅವತೀರ್ಣ ಕಲೌ ಸಮರ್ಪಯಿತುಂ ಉನ್ನತ ಉಜ್ವಲ ರಸಾಂ ಸ್ವಭಕ್ತಿ ಶ್ರಿಯಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಹರಿನಾಮ್ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ನಾನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ರಾಸಲೀಲಾ, ಬಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಸೇಫ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್, ಸೇಫ್ ಟು ಪಾರ್ಟಿಸಿಪೇಟ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಡೌಟ್ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಷನ್. In Rasleela, there are men and women, man and woman. But in congregational chanting, it is safe. All Prabhuji's together, and all Mataji's together. And everyone feels Krishna is only with me. You look at others very pitifully, poor fellows. They don't understand what nectar I tasted today. Everyone feels like that. Krishna reciprocates. Same rasa. Reciprocation of rasa. Only by Mahaprabhu's mercy. Nanam akari bahudha nija sarva shakti. Absolutely within that holy name, all his power of attraction, of his beauty, everything is put within the holy name. But then, unless we approach with this consciousness, full wonder, my God, how can this child in whose belly the whole universe has come, taken shelter of the belly of Devaki? Similarly, how can the Lord, all-powerful Lord, within my mouth when I chant Hare Krishna is dancing on my tongue? And within that holy name is Krishna, who is non-different, Abhinatvat, Nama Namino. And within this, the whole universe is there. That means the whole universe is within your mouth when you are chanting Hare Krishna. Because name is non-different from Krishna, and within Krishna, is everything else is contained within Krishna. Something like a Virat or no, Krishna showed his mouth to Yashoda, and within that he saw. Actually, it's wonderful how within the holy name all these things can happen. But unless there is avadharya purnam purusham param, unless we know the glory of the holy name, unless we are genuinely humble, tranadapi sunichen tarori vasaishna amanina manadena, till then kirtaniya sadhari is not possible. And therefore the third, and krutadhihi, full attention. No distraction. That is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, generally we chant 10 offenses to the holy name and then we say, it is also an offense to chant inattentively. But actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Harinam Chintamani, he says, this is the main problem because of which all 10 offenses occur. I remember many years ago, in Pune Yatra, there was a question asked to His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. And the question was, how is it that so many devotees have performed so much devotional service and then they have difficulties and trouble, and how do we understand this and all that? He said, the whole thing can be boiled down to two things. Offensive attitude resulting from callousness. Generally, when we are callous, callous means careless or negligent attitude. When we are negligent, then we take some things for granted or some things like that, and therefore eventually we start becoming offensive. And so therefore, attention to what? Attention to be aware of what we are doing. What is it? What is this activity that we are doing? That brings in awareness. So what is the best thing to do? Keep on hearing about it. Yes, yesterday one devotee was asking, we were discussing about Prabhuji, I don't have respect for certain people. I feel I'm losing respect for the book, for the person, for things. What to do? So we discussed a detail about what is respect. And how do we offer respect? There are three ways of offering respect. One is you offer respect through your body. Okay, bowing down, folding hands, falling flat, worshipping. So many different ways of physically showing respect to somebody else. The next is verbal. How do you show respect to a person verbally? Anyone? Any response? By speaking politely, praising that person, glorifying that person, say some words of praise. Just like when we fall flat at the feet of Prabhupada, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtha. First with Natangaha, Kritanjali, and then we speak some prayers, words of praise, or address, how you address a person, Prabhuji, Mataji, it's a sign of respect. Sometimes we, out of feeling that we are very intimate, sometimes we don't use the suffixes and refer to each other by their, not even the first name, but some nickname. You know, a Ballu. Rather than Baldev Prabhu. And so we feel it is very, we are very intimate. But what is the difference between intimacy and frivolity? Both look alike. Intimacy, just like the cowherd boys are very intimate with Krishna. And the reciprocation is there. But simultaneously, Krita Punya Punja, they are not ordinary people. They are fully aware of who Krishna is. They are fully aware. But only the love is so much intense that this awe and reverence is covered. So this knowledge, verbally we offer. Now then I asked this question to this devotee. I said, how do you mentally respect a person? Any response? Pardon? Okay, that's pai lagu. And then you say something, kuch mat bolna, but pai lagu. Don't tell me anything. But just after my, please accept my humble, unlimited 108 dandavats at your lotus feet. Okay, hari bol. I have no time to listen to you or hear you. So one thing is obeying. Obeying a person is actually a sign of respect. You know, so that's one thing. Anything else? Pardon? Acceptance of what? Acceptance of anything? I'm not very clear. Okay. So you recognize that person's some ability, some capacity that person may have. So one way of developing respect mentally. See, if you have respect, naturally to glorify that person and to bow down is very natural. Sometimes you may not have mental respect and still as an etiquette do this. Anyway, coming back to that point, I didn't really. What is the difference between frivolity and intimacy? It says etiquettes. Certain etiquettes are never. It's natural for these cowherd boys to respect Krishna. They will never go break that etiquette. They may break out of intimacy, but not disregard. But in the name of intimacy, sometimes we may become casual about it. That's the difference. That's the difference. Out of love, breaking is different from out of negligence and an attitude of disregard and disrespect. So, mentally, how do we develop? Like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad very followed all the etiquette towards his father, but mentally he had no respect because he was a demon. But externally he followed all the rules and regulations. So sometimes you may respect out of etiquette, but if you don't have genuine appreciation, you can't actually respect. In the case of Uddhava, it is the opposite. Uddhava went to actually convince the gopis. But when he heard the gopis' love for Krishna, when he understood the gopis' love after seeing them, experiencing their love, heart of heart he wanted to fall at their feet, take the dust. But he knew that I am, as an etiquette, I am a very powerful prince and they are ordinary cowherd girls. So he verbally didn't praise them because it will embarrass them. Didn't offer obeisances, but heart of heart, his respect for the gopis increased a millionfold. And he prayed, I simply want to be a grass so that the dust of the gopis' feet fall on me. This is mental respect. Because of some reason, we may not, like somebody may be junior, so we may not be falling flat at his feet just to embarrass him, you know, not to embarrass. But deep inside, we may respect someone much more. So that respect, how does it come? By hearing. Therefore, hearing is so important. Therefore, hearing, regularly hearing is so important. What to respect? What to be careful about? Unless we keep hearing. One time we went to, first time we went to Vrindavan. And we were asked to remove our slippers and walk in Vrindavan because it should be proper attitude. We should not enjoy Vrindavan, to serve Vrindavan. We should experience this dust of Vrindavan. But not all were fully transcendental. So therefore, suddenly, you know, afternoon, it was very hot. And suddenly we reached one pond. And there was some green layer of some algae. So as soon as we were, Radhana Swami Maharaj was coming behind. We were about, I think, 60 of us. One fellow ran and removed that algae through his and put his feet inside. Immediately Maharaj said, take out your feet, take out your feet. And he said, okay. He didn't understand why. And then we all sat there. And for next 3 hours, he was speaking about the glory of this body of water called Radha Kund. And at the end of the lecture, he put his feet up and head first. And he said, nothing below this should go inside. Only head went inside. And he was there for and begged forgiveness some lot of times. How did he develop suddenly respect for this little body of water with algae, you know, floating? Because you can't understand simply by seeing. We actually develop genuine respect when we see through Shastra Chakshu, through the eye of scriptures. Then you understand. Oh, just like some old man comes and sits here. Theek hai, pata nahi why this old man is. And then I suddenly introduce, this is so-and-so. He's the person who has opened 108 centers all over India. And then he chants so many rounds every day and this suddenly. It's a fact. So you are seeing, person is the same. But just by hearing the glories, recognizing that person's ability, capacity, contribution or whatever, then we develop. That's the reason why in our calendar so many appearance and disappearance of acharyas are given. Basically, it's a wonderful opportunity to hear about them, appreciate, genuinely from the heart, appreciate their contribution, appreciate their contribution for what we have today. All the struggle they had to undergo, all the difficulties they underwent, simply to give us the wonderful gift. We are very, obviously very grateful. And when there is gratitude, when there is recognition, when there is appreciation and when there is a desire to worship that person, his person's name, form, activities, qualities, etc., then it is very easy to become attentive. So therefore, sometimes it is very, before we chant in the early morning, we chant the Shikshastakam prayers and offenses to the holy name, etc. The idea is basically, by hearing, we know what we are about to do. The next 1.5 hours, this activity is actually an offering of our consciousness. And to increase the attention, the background has to fade. Otherwise, too many things are, so suppose, right now, just like when I was in Moscow, and across the Brahmachari Ashram, there is a pub, basically. And there is a huge red color like this, some flash, Moscow something, you know, hotel or something. And then there is a blue color. And it's there. Throughout the day also, the light is on. But then, as soon as the sun sets and everything becomes dark, only this board stands out, everything is fades away. Just like these blue lights now, nobody is so much watching these blue lights. We are watching so many people, so many things, other yellow lights which are more brighter, and so many other objects. But if suddenly all the lights were to be put off, only these blue lights, our whole attention is there and there is no distraction. So, the attention is there only when there is no distraction. And that is why at chanting, goal of yoga is to control the mind. And the mind has two diseases. It goes where it shouldn't go, and it stays where it shouldn't stay, and doesn't stay where it should stay. Yato yato. And what is yoga? Yato yato nishchalati manaschanchalam asthiram tatasato. Remove all the distractions and help us to become focused. And unfortunately, in this material world, unless there is danger, we don't become focused. Therefore, Kunti Devi says, Vipadaha santuta ashashvat. I remember only once in my life where I really chanted intensely and I actually saw the result. This was in the local train. Self-realization on Mumbai locals. That day was, I had to reach for a program very urgently, and the trains were packed, and still somehow I had to. I said, whatever happens, the next train I'll get in, irrespective of however I had to hang. And the next train came, and 10 seconds, 100 people had to get in, and I was behind. I wanted to be very, you know, graceful, and no question. Then I said, come on. I said, otherwise I'll never reach. So somehow I, using my, you know, height, one advantage of being long is you can stretch and hold something at least, you know. So extending over everyone, I held one rooftop of that. So these four fingers were holding, and that four toes of 1 foot was touching the bottom part, and in between was a convex thing of all the people. And my bag was hanging, and I was like this. And I was really, after some time, the hands started shaking because, and the feet were also trembling. And I thought I'll really fall now. And I was telling, go inside. Nobody's bothered. And I had no strength to push them also. And I was hanging. And suddenly I saw this huge, thick concrete pole coming straight, and the train is going at full speed. And I'm hanging like this, and I was thinking, between the fire and the pan, whatever you say, If I leave, I'm gone. And if I hold on, I'm gone. Smashed. And that is the one time, unfortunately, it took me that to become attentively chanting the Holy Krishna, please help me. And I held like this and I shouted out of the top of my voice, said, Krishna. And I almost that concrete thing was coming, block was coming. And I just pushed inside and did something, I don't know. Most probably the pillar became transparent or something happened. And I saw the pillar was going in the reverse direction. Somehow I say, I still don't believe that I was able to push these people. Because I didn't have, I don't know, some maybe some strength Krishna gave, some good intelligence in the Paramatma in the heart to move aside. But I have never chanted so intensely, helplessly, really taking shelter. Unfortunately, that's what it takes for us to, at least for me, to become focused. At that time, nothing mattered. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. I don't want this pole to hit me. But immediately after that, next time when I go there, you know, you should do this. And why are these people like this? Immediately, 30 seconds later, I was back to square one. So that's the nature. You know, that's why she says, Vipada Hasantuta Shashvat. Because at that time, everything else is removed. However, by constantly hearing and understanding the helplessness, that's why when Haridas Thakur went to that prison house and all these people were desperately looking at Haridas Thakur, hoping for their liberation, Haridas said, may you remain in the same position that you are. Eternally. They were discouraged. Kya Maharaj? Aapko dekh ke udhar soch rahe, aap bol rahe, saachirvad bhi diya to kaisa diya? What kind of a blessing you have given? He said, you people didn't understand my blessing. Now you are miserable, suffering, you want to get out, desperately looking at a sadhu, wanting to take shelter of that person. Perfect consciousness for deliverance. And therefore, please, I pray that you remain in that position. And as far as getting out, you will get out in 3 days, don't worry. And exactly it happened. After Haridas Thakur came back, they understood and he released all of them. So, the whole focus of, for us, we can't be, you know, inventing these kind of vipadam. You know, not possible and not also practical that we have to create, you know. Sometimes hanging about to hit on my head and then, Hare Krishna. For 1.5 hours of 16 rounds, we keep on creating some kind of dangers so that we can take shelter. But at the same time, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, understanding the message given here, that actually there is no other shelter, truly speaking, other than this. If we do that, life is a preparation, death is the examination. So Krishna is calling us, Vamshi Vatatata Sthitaha. But are we ready like the gopis? Somebody was churning butter, somebody was feeding their babies, somebody was taking care of their parents, somebody was serving their husband, somebody was taking prasad, some of them was taking their food. Everyone left everything to come to Krishna. Similarly, I was thinking, our japa time should be like that. At least, this is our daily test. Final exam is at the time of death. But daily test, if every day we can't give up everything to keep top priority as Krishna, Krishna's pleasure, Krishna's happiness and satisfaction, knowing that, we say, whatever we do for the rest of the day is by Krishna's mercy. Sab upar wale ki kripa hai. He's the strength of the strong, balam balavatam chaham. He's the intelligence of the intelligent. So, if he can't do it at that time, if he don't doing during rehearsals, just like, you know, fire brigade people came the other day in the Brahmachari ashram and they gave us some training. How to use the fire extinguishers. He just lighted, you know, brought some cotton, lighted on fire. And, but everyone was just enjoying themselves. Why? Because nobody understands the gravity of the situation. But because they are used to it, every day doing it, suddenly when there is fire, naturally the instinct is, hopefully. Hopefully. Because of constant practice, naturally, hopefully we'll go back. Where's my bead bag? So, that is exactly, so we were talking about the demigod's prayer last time, and the next prayer is Vasudeva's prayer. Third was my prayer before beginning this class. And when I prayed, Krishna gave me some wonderful he's also giving remembrance of one wonderful prayer when another devotee, at the time of giving up the body, again, same thing like here, folding his hands and completely focused, with attention completely fixed, he prayed to the four-handed form of Narayan, and that is Bhishma Dev. So I would like to just read that. Bhishma, Krishna personally came because he lived a life of devotion, pleasing and satisfying Krishna. So at the time of his passing away, Krishna personally came along with the Pandavas. And Bhishma is saying, the personality of Godhead who appears in the mind of the devotees by attentive devotion and meditation and by chanting of the holy name releases the devotee from the bondage of fruitive activities at the time of quitting the material body. And Bhishma is saying, may my Lord, who is four-handed and whose beautifully decorated lotus face with eyes as red as a rising sun is smiling, kindly await me at the moment when I quit this material body, when I need him the most. And then, just before Bhishma begins his prayers, and this prayer is like the last prayer practically, about to give up his body, and this giving up the body, like Hari Shaurya Prabhu or Shrutakirti Prabhu, he was telling, last days of Prabhupada, when they were taking, you know, they had to carry him because he's basically bone and skin, and they were carrying him on the palanquin to take him up, and he was literally nothing, just sitting, if you see the video, something just like that, absolutely no strength, and his dhoti had become, you know, like thrown like that, and he wanted to just put it back properly. But he has no strength, and just to indicate like that, somebody had to put it. And then Prabhupada looked at him and said, don't think it won't happen to you. All of us have to face this. Death, I mean, if you are fortunate enough to stay till old age for death. In Kali Yuga, nothing is, you can't say. But during that time, if we look at people around, you know, most intelligent people understand by hearing. First class intelligence means you hear about the miseries of old age and you are already really fearful, and fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Good that you take shelter. But if you are little less, you see around. My God, what a difficulty, what kind of, it's horrible, it's very horrifying. If you don't learn that way, third thing is when we go through it. And if we don't learn, we have to come back to experience it again. Till we learn. So this is like a kind of a preparation. At that time, ഇറ്റ്സ് വെരി ഡിഫിക്കൾട്ട്. പ്രാണപ്രയാണ സമയേ കഫപാത പിത്തൈ കണ്ഠാവരോധനമിതോ സ്മരണം കുതസ്തി. മുകുന്ദമാല സ്തോത്ര കിങ് കുലശേഖർ സേസ് ദിസ്. വെരി ഡിഫിക്കൾട്ട് അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം അൺലെസ് വി ഹാവ് റെഗുലർലി പ്രാക്ടീസ്ഡ് സർവധർമാൻ പരിത്യജ് ആസ് എ ഗോപിജി എവറിഥിങ്. ഇറ്റ്സ് ലൈക്ക് ഫോർ എ ബ്രഹ്മചാരി ഇറ്റ്സ് ലൈക്ക് ദ കോൺഷെൽ. കോൺഷെൽ ഇസ് ദ ഫ്ലൂട്ട് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണ blowing from Vamshi Vat. Drop everything and come. Not at that time, 3 minutes earlier. Knowing that he is going to blow at 5 o'clock in the morning. The good consciousness. So, while Bhishma Dev was describing occupational duties to Yudhishthira Maharaj, the sun's course ran into the northern hemisphere. This period is desired by mystics who die at their will. These are powerful mystic people. They can, you know, in the first, you know, 6 months of the summer, northern, when the sun is in the northern hemisphere, Uttarayana, and in the daytime, and at this time, and at this time, at this place, and with all the doors closed, and only, you know, Brahmarandra, so many things. But here, Bhishma, nothing of that sort. He's just lying on a battlefield, not able to speak a word, not able to practically bow down, not able to fold his hands, nothing. But still, perfect consciousness, speaking the most subtlest aspect of dharma to the stalwart amongst all people on that time on the planet, Dharmaraj. You can't speak dharma to Dharmaraj unless you're really well aware. And not at the time of death. See, Desha Kala Patra, Desha, lying on a bed of arrows, pierced from tip to tip like a pin cushion. And Kala, that is, about to pass away. And Patra, who is he speaking to? Yudhishthira Maharaj, the knower of Dharma. This is how Krishna glorified Bhishma. This is the glory of Bhakti Yoga. See, whole world may have misunderstood. And he may be on the wrong side. But his motives and his intention were perfect and pure. And therefore, because he did it for my pleasure, I will satisfy him. I will please him when he needs me the most. And then what did Bhishma do? He says, thereupon, that man who spoke on different subjects with thousands of meanings and who fought on thousands of battlefields and protected thousands of men, stopped speaking. Why stopped speaking? Because speech means where your mind is. When you speak something, your mind is focused on that topic. Right? When we speak something, hopefully our mind is focused. Otherwise it is, you know, like, generally when we speak, that's why children's mind is restless. Just listen to their words. They speak about something, and by the time you answer, they are asking some other question. Every 30 seconds their topics change, because their mind is very restless, like their body also. So very difficult to focus our attention, especially in this day and age. Shamanand Prabhu very nicely made a statement. When we wanted to have a book stall in one, fair, book fair. We wanted to have a book stall. And Shamanand Prabhu's suggestion was, keep a big screen and show something about ISKCON. We said, why? And he said, when things are moving, people are still. When things are still, people keep moving. That's the nature of Kali Yuga. Because we are so much used to watching. Only things are moving, then we are still to watch it. But if everything is still, they keep moving. That's why our devotees do keep doing something in the bookstall, you know, to keep people still. So, the mind is, wherever the speech is, therefore, prajalpa, at least during japa, Better not to discuss. Because when you ask something and you speak something, your mind has to be focused there to speak about that topic. So if you speak about it, it's very difficult to come back again. So first thing he did was, withdrew his, stopped speaking, and being completely freed from all bondage, withdrew his mind from everything else and fixed his wide open eyes upon the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who stood before him, 400, dressed in yellow garments that glittered and shined, just like Vasudev here. So, how could he withdraw his mind? Freed from all bondage. We may also stop speaking, like Gandhiji's three monkeys. We may close, but the mind is restless because we are thinking of so many things, so many responsibilities, so many roles that we have in life, and in every role, so many goals to be achieved. So 24 hours when we are chanting, we are planning different goals to be achieved in different roles. I'm a brahmachari, I'm a temple leader, I'm this, I'm also a son, I'm also a husband, I'm also a father, I'm also this and this. So many roles we may be having. And in every role there are goals to be achieved. So chanting becomes a planning session. Because we are attached to achieving those goals, we identify with those roles. Therefore, I remember a few years back when we did this seminar with Srimati Mataji, she did on the holy name. During the time of chanting, don't keep your mind vacuum, impossible. Focused on one role and one goal. And what is that role? That role which is eternally yours. What is that? All other roles will change. Today you are a son, tomorrow you will become a father. Right? Today somebody is a man, tomorrow you can become a woman. Even within this lifetime, thanks to technology. So this can happen. One role will never change. Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Not just Das. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalior Das Das Anu Das. So therefore, she taught us a mantra. At least during chanting, think of this one role. What is that? Chaitanya Radas Mui Chaitanya Radas Chaitanya Radas Mui Tar Dasir Das. That's all. I am simply Chaitanya Radas. Advaita Charya said this. I simply want to be identified with one role that should never change for eternally. That is the perfection of life. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das Das Anu Das. And in that role, what is the main goal? Prem dhana bina vyartha daridra jivan dasakari vetan mare deha prem dhan. The goal of life is only one thing. As a humble servant of Krishna, the only goal is, please Krishna, give me love of God. Because at the end of the day, after all these rituals and puja and dhyana, everything, if he did not achieve love of God, it is shrama eva hi kevalam. Vishwaksena kathasuyaha dharma su anushthitaha. You're performing your dharma nicely. Dharma su anushthitaha pumsam vishwaksena kathasuyaha na utpadayedi adiratim shramaye vahi kevalam. So the goal is, let me develop Krishna prem. Prem dhana bina. At the end of life, we will be tested. What is the test? How much love have we developed for Krishna? Prem dhana bina, two things. Vyartha, vyartha means useless. And daridra is a poverty-stricken life. Even you may die with practically half of the planet under your control, but everything you have to give up. Daridra jivan. And dasakari, please accept me as your servant. I need payment. Vetan. And what is that vetan? Premadhan. I just want love. If we have at least some love, naturally, when we are helpless, our consciousness will flow to where we actually feel we have a shelter. I would like to conclude with one practical example of mine. We all feel, if we ask here, how many of you genuinely feel Krishna is our only shelter? Please raise your hand. How many of you are intellectually convinced that Krishna is the only shelter? We better raise. That's all. There is no, at least theoretically we know. And that's exactly what I thought when I joined the Brahmachari Ashram. I have renounced my home. I have renounced every happy to leave that responsibility. Came here in 89. And in 93, 4 years later, my brother wrote a postcard. And he said, I'm thinking of disposing our ancestral home. I just thought I should inform you. Two nights, I couldn't sleep. Two nights. Tremendous headache. Third day I was thinking, why am I so, what is the, and I didn't know why I was disturbed. Tremendous anxiety. Third day I realized, this card is the main responsible for that. Why? Because our ancestral home is going to be sold off. And my brother said, anyway, you are not there. So I'm leaving this and purchasing something somewhere. And my anxiety, I was thinking, why am I? I've already renounced 4 years back. Sarva dharman parityajya, I came here. And I prayed to Gopinath, I am yours, Gopinath, fully. But then I realized, deep inside, I knew, if there is any problem in the temple, I'll take a train. And in India, you know, without ticket also you can travel, no problem. Go into the unreserved compartment and the TT comes, go into the toilet. Be in the toilet till he goes and then come out. Just go. Kuch jarurat nahi. I don't need anything here. If any hap, I had faith and shelter. I have a home there. Partly it's in my name. I have some ability. I have done my, you know, degree and I can always take a job. Any problem, there is my shelter. And that shelter was being shaken now. It took me 2.5 days of deep meditation to realize. Then I was understanding when they say that attachments are so deep. We are attached to where we get shelter. And we know that this is the shelter for sustenance, nourishment, and ashray. So even though we may be chanting for years together and hearing, unless we are actually taking shelter of the message of Bhagavatam, as Parikshit Maharaj was, knowing fully well, it may become a ritual. What is the difference between ritual and spiritual? Spirit. If you take away the spirit, then it is ritual. And to the ritual, add the spirit behind, then it becomes a spiritual experience. And the spirit of hearing Bhagavatam is to actually be convinced that in the 10th canto, the Ashraya Tattva is given. Truly, that's our only shelter. And nothing else. So after 4 years, this kind of a situation, I could realize, the attachments are so deep-rooted. It's not as... But the process is so wonderful that if we at least do it sincerely. And then I got one, you know, when we chant, I got this little realization. I will just conclude with this. So when you chant, I was thinking some practical example to think how to chant attentively. The thing is, it says, Vasudev could understand the child, he said, and he focused his attention. So concentrating his attention. So when I was holding this Japamala in the morning and chanting, few thoughts came to me. I was thinking it is like a This mala is like a petrol pipe in the gas station. Just like when you begin a long journey in a vehicle, the first thing you do is tank dekh lo kitna hai. Go to the petrol gas station and fill up the. Once that is filled, then you know your journey will be smooth. At least you won't have to. Anyway, it won't stop in between. So similarly, this chanting should be. Ask a driver how important it is to first fill up the tank before beginning in a long journey. Similarly, every day's journey is. Our minds will be dealing with so many things. And therefore, this is like a first thing is fill the gas, you know, fill the gas first. And inattentive chanting is like a block of stone stuck in that petrol thing. You're putting there, but it has not filled it. And if it's not done with attention, the heart is not filled with this proper consciousness to function for the rest of the day. So I think like that. Now, as soon as I say Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, I have drive my vehicle in the gas station and I tell that fellow, 1000 rupee ka 10 liter bhar dena, jo bhi hai. And Hare Krishna, filling up. Of course, don't meditate once you start chanting. This meditation is before you chant. Otherwise, you'll be thinking, wah, free mein kitna gas mil gaya. You may be distracted. Second thing is like an umbilical cord. The only source of nourishment for the child. The child is helpless. So, our chanting mala, you should be looking at it like an umbilical cord. And we are like a child in the womb. And this is the only nourishment. Whatever comes, that is the nourishment. The third was like a drowning person, somebody throws a rope. How attentively and fully, helplessly will hold it, knowing fully well that if I leave this, I am back into the ocean. Even if you feel like scratching, you are back. You won't use this hand to scratch. You can't hold it back again. I was also thinking, it's chanting is like, you know, this mango juice. And chanting is like the straw. It's like, and you're sucking. So that whole nourishment that is there in the holy name, you're charging yourself. But if it is bent in some place, however you suck, nothing will come. If you're inattentive, fruity still has all the fruit. The fruit of chanting has not been achieved. Also, it's like, standing under a shower, sarvatma snapanam. We should feel refreshed and not exhausted at the end of the day. At the end of the day, when you come and stand under the shower, we stand there just to freshen up. Not that at the end of the day, I'm exhausted. You feel, when you touch with the body of water, first canto says, when Narada, after tiresome journey, when he touched the body of water and drank, he was refreshed. Similarly, if you are really attentively with Kritanjali, with Natangaha, with Kritadhihi, then at the end, Gatabhihi. Then you get up and say, come on, I'm ready to face the world. That should be the result. It's like standing under a shower. And finally, chanting is also like calling on the cell phone. You know? Talk time, unlimited talk time with God. Bhagavan se baatchit. But if you have not charged your mobile, when you need the most, discharged. So these are some thoughts on how to be kritadhihi, very attentive, so that we can understand the wonder that the personality or the holy name right in front of us. To the extent we understand the glory of this holy name or the personality, non-different from the personality, then, and if we have a genuine, humble attitude of taking shelter, then that reciprocation will be there, and the result will be, we will be Gatabhihi. అభయ చరణ అరవిందరి. థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్. హరే కృష్ణ. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జై.